Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Today I have an email from Kaiser from Denmark, and this is what she says. I just wanted to share with you an experience I had on Sunday. As you know, I am so grateful for Mormon Channel for letting members share difficult times and telling us how they came through it with their testimony intact. I feel it gives me so many tools to help me. I've been going through a very rough month in the month of May, so I had decided to bear my testimony at the testimony meeting. I felt especially grateful for being able to use the tools I had been given for some years on the Mormon Channel. Just before the meeting began, Stephanie and Christian Nelson came and sat next to me. I'm going to interject here in the middle of her email and just remind us all who Stephanie and Christian Nelson are. In 2008, Stephanie Nelson was in a serious plane crash with her husband, Christian, and burned over 80% of her body. She was in a coma for 3 months and then underwent multiple surgeries, skin grafts, and physical therapy in a painful ongoing treatment. Stephanie has been interviewed on shows such as Oprah Winfrey, The Today Show, and there was also a Mormon message made out of her story called My New Life. Just to remind us back what I was talking about with the email, Kaiser's sitting in sacrament meeting and all of a sudden Christian and Stephanie Nelson sit down in her meeting and they're from Utah and she lives in Denmark. So she continues her email and says, not only did it put my own problems into perspective, but it showed me that they are real people, which I knew, and that God loves me somehow. I mean, what are the chances that two of the people that have given me the tools to get through a very hard month would come and sit next to me in church on the Sunday I was to bear my testimony of the help I had received? I mean, I don't live in Utah, but in Denmark. Tender mercies, as Elder Bednar said. I am truly grateful for Mormon Channel and often refer to it when I bear my testimony. Tell how I do things and just in talking about everyday things, not just enduring it well, but most of the programs. Thanks ever so much for all you do on Mormon Channel. Thank you, Kaiser, for sharing your experience with us. There's one point of her email that I'd like to reiterate, and she says that Mormon Channel lets people share difficult times and telling us how they came through it. I was thinking about that, and that really is the purpose of the Mormon Channel, as well as even just going to church every Sunday. We go to church, we have friends, we strengthen each other there, and I think that's what we're trying to do here at the Mormon Channel, too, is watching what other people go through, watching how they come through with their faith burning brightly, and remembering those examples and trying to emulate them and be as strong as some of these other people that are around us. There's a story from the scriptures that Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, who is a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, shared in General Conference, this most recent General Conference, April of 2013. And I'm going to play this for you now in his own words.
On one occasion, Jesus came upon a group arguing vehemently with his disciples. When the Savior inquired as to the cause of this contention, the father of an afflicted child stepped forward, saying he had approached Jesus' disciples for a blessing for his son, but they were not able to provide it. With the boy still gnashing his teeth, foaming from the mouth, and thrashing on the ground in front of them, the father appealed to Jesus. With what must have been last resort desperation in his voice. If thou canst do anything, he said, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. This man's initial conviction, by his own admission, is limited. But he has an urgent, emphatic desire on behalf of his only child. We are told that is good enough for a beginning. Even if you can no more than desire to believe, Alma declares, let this desire work in you, even until you believe. With no other hope remaining, this father asserts what faith he has and pleads with the Savior of the world, "If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us, help us." I can hardly read those words without weeping. The plural pronoun "us" is obviously used intentionally. This man is saying, in effect, our whole family is pleading. Our struggle never ceases. We are exhausted. Our son falls into the water. He falls into the fire. He is continually in danger, and we are continually afraid. We don't know where else to turn. Can you help us? We will be grateful for anything. A partial blessing, a glimmer of hope, some small lifting of the burden carried by this boy's mother every day of her life. "If thou canst do anything," spoken by the Father, comes back to him. "If thou canst believe," spoken by the Master. And straightway, the Scripture says, not slowly, nor skeptically, nor cynically, but straightway, the Father cries out in his unvarnished parental pain, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." Now, in response to new and still partial faith, Jesus heals this boy, almost literally raising him from the dead, as Mark describes the incident.
Isn't that an amazing story? I have a lot of favorite stories from the Scriptures, but that particular one, hands down, has got to be one of my very favorite Scripture stories. I like this story because there are so many times in my life when I'm praying for something from our Father in heaven, and I know that He can bless me. I know that He can do it, but I sometimes wonder if He will do it. And there's just this little bit of doubt on my part of whether or not it could really happen. And this story shows the relationship between the mercy of our Father in heaven versus the work or the belief required on our part. And I like it that He makes up the difference. All He asks is that we believe in Him. It's time to close, but I thank you for joining us again today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with me, send me an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I want to leave you with today is called "Make Me Whole," and this is from Rob Gardner's oratorio, "Lamb of God." This chart-topping musical work recounts the events of Christ's life through the eyes of those who loved Him and knew Him best. It features the London Symphony Orchestra, the Spire Chorus, and a cast of outstanding soloists. This song, "Make Me Whole," is Martha singing. Martha is played by soloist Lindsay Maxson. She has an amazing voice, and I'm going to play this song for you now. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Yea, Lord, I believe that Thou art the Christ which should come, the Son of God, but I do not understand. Touch my eyes and bid them see that my gaze might pierce the veil and behold the wondrous scene that in dreams I've long beheld. Oh, touch my